law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, good morning, and here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Catherine Pullman, and we're going to be talking about the relation between arthritis and autoimmune disease. So that may not sound very exciting, but it really should, because, of course, there are so many people today who really are afflicted with these terrible diseases. Certainly, rheumatoid arthritis would be one that comes to order, but Dr. Pullman has listed in her book almost 100 diseases. For instance, chronic fatigue. Many people with chronic fatigue will have multiple joint aching along with all the other symptoms that we see with people with low-grade chronic infections. And certainly most doctors have no idea that there is an infectious component to many cases of rheumatoid arthritis. And certainly you treat the symptoms. This is what I always treated. Only on rare occasions do you see mention the fact that many competent physicians have verified the fact that patients with rheumatoid, crippling, deforming arthritis have an infection as the basis for this. Well, Dr. Pullman, from her own experience, learned what happened when she became severely disabled, researched, got her disease treated, and has actually written a book about this before, and now this is the third edition of the book. We're going to be carrying the book. We think it's very important. Dr. Pullman, you pick the story up from there.
Well, thank you for your kind words, Dr. Stan, and for giving me the honor of being on your show. Chronic fatigue and inflammation are at the root of so many of our current chronic conditions. People just don't feel well, they hurt all over, they go to the doctor, they get a pain pill. And without some diagnostic tests to realize that there's some infection going on, the infection just persists, the bacteria or the virus or the fungus just keeps growing and growing, and it takes more and more medication to beat it down. The doctors, unfortunately, aren't that schooled in nutrition, so they're not giving good lifestyle advice to their patients. For example, sugar is a bacteria's dream. Bacteria thrive in a sugary environment. And I write in my book about cancer. If people would just cut back on sugars and certain grains, they might have a gluten allergy that's aggravating this condition, but instead of taking a pain pill, if they just look at their diet, then their nutrition. Probiotics are very important. Even if you're not taking antibiotics, probiotics are very important to regulate your gut balance. And think about it. Everything that we put in our mouth, chemicals, drugs, foods, everything that we put into our mouth gets assimilated. And in some way, it's broken down, it goes through our bloodstream, it adds to plaques, or it decreases the plaques in our arteries. So you have to really pay attention to what you eat. that's half of my book is dealing with simple lifestyle changes that can combat chronic infections, chronic illness, and lead you to a better life.
Well, it's vitally important that people understand that there are very, very simple things that can be done. Now, some of them are more complex, but these chronic infections, basically, we're susceptible to metals, and we're being poisoned with metals, with aluminum, and with lead, and with mercury, and with fluoride, and we didn't have this sort of thing in years past, but we have it now, increasing levels of aluminum. And all these metals alter the immune system. They also alter our brains and reproduction. And we're exposed to far more. I mean, we can actually measure the increase in the aluminum in the soil and in the water and in the whales. And we won't get into how it's getting there. That's a different subject. But certainly, and then the pesticides, insecticides, and herbicides, they all lower our immune level. And then the chronic infections, the coup de grace for all of these things. Why are we seeing so many infections today, Dr. Bowman?
Well, that's a good question, and you bring up a very good point. I was saying about things that go into our mouth, but the metals, for example, like aluminum, people who have worked in the aluminum industry, in any place where there's metal dust, that gets absorbed through the skin. And we don't often think about it, but the skin is the biggest organ of our body. And it's a living, breathing entity, and it soaks up this stuff, and it makes its way into our bloodstream, into our tissues, into our lymph glands. And later, that accumulation of toxic stuff finally gets to our brain and causes the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and those neurological diseases that we fear so much, but which can be prevented. I deal in the book with the chelation that can remove a lot of the toxic metals from your body. A very good herb is chlorella. It's actually an algae. And those supplements are sold widely. And you can just Google chlorella, C-H-L-O-R-E-L-L-A, and find out its many benefits. We are so subject to constant assaults on our immune system. And unless you really take conscious measures to prevent those and to put a barrier between you and those assaults through good lifestyle habits, good nutrition, and if necessary, when the infection is so overwhelming, you have to seek an infectious disease specialist who can help you get a prescription for antibiotics, antivirals, antifungals. Let me give you a statistic. For rheumatoid arthritis, for example, over 50% of people tested have a candida or yeast overgrowth infection. Yeast is a fungus. And there are anti-candida medications that can really reduce that. And a lot of your symptoms will go away if
hold
you take the proper medication.
Hold that thought. We'll be back. Just a moment.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Dr. Kathleen Bowman, and we're talking about her book on arthritis and autoimmune disease. And, of course, it's her contention, and I think she's absolutely right, that so many of much of our disease process, whether it's arthritis or this whole group of diseases, are autoimmune responses to one or another insult on our body. But you go ahead and pick up the story, Dr. Bowman.
When I was first stricken with rheumatoid arthritis in 1994, it was a complete shock to me because I thought I was in pretty good health, but I was eating junk food. I was working hard at the office. I wasn't exercising enough. And the diagnosis just hit me like crazy. And I said, okay, I've got rheumatoid arthritis. What do I do about it? And the doctor says, well, there's nothing we can do, and we don't know what causes it, and we don't know how to treat it, but here, take these pain pills. And I said, what do you mean an autoimmune disease? And he said, well, that's when the body suddenly attacks itself. It attacks its own tissues. And I said, why would my body decide to attack itself? I'm so good to it. I give it chocolate and good wine and steaks. You know, what an ingrate. And the doctor says, no, it's not like that. It's just the body just reaches a point where it attacks itself. And I, as a professional researcher, I looked into that, and that just didn't make any sense. It turns out that the body is attacking the foreign invader, which may be recent. It may be a pathogen like the strep bacteria that has lingered in your joints since childhood and waiting until your immune system is dysfunctional and then emerges to colonize. So it's not maybe something sudden. Through my research, I found that things like Alzheimer's disease are the result of slow-growing infections over a lifetime. Ask your, if you think you might have Alzheimer's, ask your doctor to test for chlamydia pneumonia. You might have had that when you were younger. Now, people think chlamydia is a sexually transmitted disease. That's a whole different thing. This is chlamydia pneumonia, and it almost gets its own genus here. But the doctor could test for that and treat you for that. But the doctors don't. And this is where patient education comes in really handy. A book like mine, people have called it a Bible or an encyclopedia. It's a ready reference for a number of different chronic infections. A whole chapter is devoted to diagnostic tests. And you asked the other day about chronic fatigue syndrome. Chronic fatigue is a big tip-off. If you think that you're getting enough rest, you're getting enough exercise, you're eating right, but you just still are sluggish and lethargic and just can't get with it, you got a kind of a brain fog, chances are good that you have some sort of low-level infection that could be treated with simple, I'm going to guess, antibiotics. I'm not a medical doctor, but you do need to get tested for that, and it might be a surprise to find out through my research that rheumatic illness and bacterial infection were linked was a shocker. And if the doctor didn't know, then the public probably didn't know. That's why I wrote my first book, Rheumatoid Arthritis and the Infection Connection. But this time I expanded it. My new book is Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease, the Infection Connection, where I go into polymicrobial infections. You might have a combination of bacterial, viral, fungal infections and not even know it. So to purge your body of those things is going to get you really on the path to remission.
Well, certainly there's a great deal of excellent information in this. It's scientifically based. And these ideas have been put forward by competent doctors, some of them professors of the major universities. But the ideas have never caught hold. Why? Because they're such simple solutions, and medicine is controlled by the pharmaceutical industry, which directs how things are taught in schools, because they give gifts to the schools, and then they direct the education. They advertise the journals, so they determine what's in the journals. They finance the meetings. They send detailed people around to the doctor's offices to tell them how to practice. They have dossiers on every doctor in America to track how he prescribes. They convince the doctors to prescribe medications that do absolutely no good, like Lipitor. I mean, heart disease is not caused by cholesterol. But if you can convince the American people that, you can make millions of dollars off your products. And people say, well, nobody could be that crass and indifferent to human suffering. And I would say you just look again and evaluate what's going on and ask yourself why so many of the things Dr. Pullman writes about in her book are not commonly known by your doctor. So you're going to have to get educated and then educate him. And this book is based upon solid scientific studies. And you have, what, over 1,000 different references?
That's right. I'm building on the research of others and give them full credit. I have hot links. I'll be coming out with a Kindle book in not too distant future where you can go to the hot links showing the entire medical article and see for yourself how the experiment was conducted, what the conclusions were, what support groups are available to give you more information. So this book is really kind of the tip of the iceberg. I wanted to make sure that all the statements that I made in the book were supported by credible research, credible doctors. I had 8 very highly respected, world-renowned medical experts making sure that the book was as accurate and helpful as possible. There are tables of the internet references in the back. All those 1,000 footnotes are not included in the book, so don't scare your readers. The book would not, you would have to lift it up with 2 hands. It's already 500 pages. The endnotes for the interested scholar and for readers who want more information are on my website, which is www.ra-infection-connection.com. Let me say that again. RA, that stands for rheumatoid arthritis. ra-infection-connection.com. There are dozens of free health articles there. There's our ongoing research. I say our because my husband Carl is also a medical researcher, and we have just an enormous body of ongoing research. It's all free. The only thing I sell is my book. I'm a nonprofit entity. All the profits and proceeds from my lectures, conference appearances, anything like that, sales from the book, go to infection research. I am so blessed by God to have a good brain, a good teammate, to put this information out before the public that it's payback time. And so all of that goes to infection research.
If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Let's take rheumatoid arthritis, because there's so many people in America today who are crippled by this disease. What's the background to the infection connection? How would you diagnose it? How would you treat it?
For rheumatoid arthritis?
Yes.
Okay. In the 1930s, Dr. Thomas McPherson Brown, working with Dr. Sabin, among other very prominent doctors, found that there was a connection between rheumatic illness, bacteria, and arthritis. And they did lab experiments, and they tried to publish their findings. But unfortunately, when they announced this connection, cortisone had just been shown to be kind of the magic bullet, and they dismissed Dr. Brown's findings. And that was really very unfortunate. And the public, who had many, many thousands of patients who have benefited from the tetracycline treatment that Dr. Brown advocated. You see, tetracycline is specific to the organism that causes rheumatoid arthritis. And that is an antibacterial. And so when the patients started getting well, word of mouth spread about this wonderful treatment. And Dr. Brown even cured animals in the zoo. There's a famous case about gorillas. In the zoo, there's the Ringling Brothers elephants were suffering with rheumatism, which is rheumatoid arthritis, in their joints. And Dr. Brown cured them. And to this day, Ringling Brothers and other circuses use that for their arthritic animals. Finally, the public got together and petitioned the National Institutes of Health to do a major study called minocycline, which is one of the tetracyclines, minocycline in rheumatoid arthritis, MIRA. That was in 1994. And unfortunately, Dr. Brown had already passed away in 1989. The experiment was poorly designed, and, you know, I have no proof of this, but I think it was on purpose, so that it wouldn't detract from the cortisone-based treatments that were being advertised and promulgated at that time. It still showed that tetracycline-based protocol was successful in decreasing symptoms and leading to remission. In my case, after just 2 weeks on Dr. Brown's antibiotic protocol, I was showing dramatic improvement of a measurable reduction in symptoms. My doctor was amazed, and I had to work on him to get him to prescribe the tetracycline for me. Now, the difference between Dr. Brown's protocol and the normal antibiotic treatment that you're usually prescribed, normally the doctor says, well, here's 7 to 10 days worth of antibiotics, and use them all up, don't skip a dose, and when that's done, you're done. Well, that just kills maybe 90% of the bacteria, and the rest that are just wounded learn from the experience and develop an immunity and a resistance to the antibiotics. And that's really unfortunate, because the next time you get a flare-up of rheumatic symptoms, the antibiotic isn't going to work as well, and the doctor's going to give you something stronger. So by these short-term dosages, we're really doing ourselves a great disservice. What Dr. Brown found was that a low dose of tetracycline over a long period of time would eventually wear down the colony of bacteria to the point where your immune system, strengthened by good nutrition and improved lifestyle habits, could take over, and you could wean yourself away from the antibiotics, which is exactly what I did. And to my great delight, I can walk again. I am pain-free. I am in remission. But I followed Dr. Brown's protocol, which is described in full in my book and on my website. I don't know
All
if that
right.
answered your question.
What percentage, what percentage of people get well after, you know, a prolonged course of antibiotics? Do we have any idea?
How many people?
Yes,
oh,
what
gosh.
Percentage?
There were so many thousands of patients of Dr. Brown's. And the Road Back Foundation, which is nonprofit, you could go to roadback.org. That's a kind of an outreach support group, totally nonprofit. I'm on the board of that organization. We try to educate people about getting well with this if they have rheumatic conditions. And you get people writing in all the time. They ask questions. They have blogs. They exchange their experiences.
We'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question, the telephone number is 877-254-7544. Right here at American News.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us." Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I'm here, I guess, this morning to Catherine Coleman, her book on arthritis and autoimmune disease. We are going to carry the book. We think it's important. We carried her earlier book. We're going to be ordering this one from her today, and it will be available. You can call our 800 number, 800-544-8927, to order it. Now, how can people get to your website, Dr. Coleman?
Okay, it's www.ra-infection-connection.com. And as I say, dozens of free health articles, our ongoing research, lots about vitamin C. You know, if I stranded on a desert island and could choose one supplement, it would probably be vitamin C. It's anti-everything, antiviral, antibiotic, antihistamine. It's really a wonderful, wonderful supplement. And Carl and I, my husband Carl, we take lots of vitamin C, especially if I'm gearing up to be in a crowd when I'm giving a lecture or going to a conference, going on an airline. I up my vitamin C, and it prevents colds and keeps me healthy. We even added an appendix to this new book about the benefits of vitamin C. And a lot of that is on the website, so you don't necessarily have to buy the book to get smart about C.
Well,
we were talking about rheumatoid arthritis, and I want to tell you a rather interesting anecdote. Rheumatoid diseases, rheumatic illnesses, go back many, many centuries. The Egyptian mummies were found to have rheumatoid arthritis. But it's funny, the common people did not. And Dr. Clark, who was Dr. Brown's lab manager, looked into this, and he found that the natural tetracycline in the moldy grain, and the grain was used to make the beer, and of course the top quality grain was to make the beer for the nobility, but the moldy grain was allowed to be used for the slaves and the common workers. And those people did not have rheumatoid arthritis because they got that low dose of tetracycline that Dr. Brown has in his modern-day protocol. Interesting, huh?
Well, why aren't these ideas more prevalent within the medical profession?
Oh, my many answers to that. They're too simple. We like to think, you know, we're progressing and we're having high-tech drugs. And look at the problems that Vioxx and Bextra got us into. The drugs are released too quickly on the market, and then they find that there's high incidence of stroke and heart attacks and all this, and they whoops, and then they have to withdraw the medications from the market. Testing is a very long, cumbersome, detailed, and very expensive process. So once they finally get FDA approval and put it on the market, they want to make their money back as soon as possible. And a lot of these drugs are very, very high profit. It's in the billions. I quote some statistics in the book that'll knock your socks off. We have way too many drugs to combat these problems when simpler methods would do. And the Arthritis Foundation, for example, they're doing a great job helping people cope with their symptoms. But when they say, you know, we're having a walk-a-thon and the cure is right on the horizon, if they took a hard look at Dr. Brown's protocol, they would realize that the cure is already here. But what would happen if they announced that? Their total bureaucracy would be in shambles. They couldn't perpetuate their business. The whole business of the Arthritis Foundation is to find a cure. You see? So it's not in their business interest to find a cure for these things. The National Institutes of Health in the 1970s under President Carter, they were given several billion dollars to finally find an answer to arthritis. Okay, here's your charter, here's your money, and they spent it on buildings and computers and not on research. So if there's no accountability and there's no follow-through, we'll never get a cure. And it's through efforts like mine, through the Road Back Foundation, through programs like yours that bring these workable, proven, scientifically proven and credible treatments to the public's attention that will overcome some of these financial profit-making interests.
And I think that is the real tragedy, ladies and gentlemen, that people are suffering, people are dying of disease when the treatments are there and they're being, at least in my estimation, they're being actively suppressed for many reasons. Those of you who haven't seen, we have a great new DVD. It's called Population Control, covert agenda. I think when you watch it, you'll be amazed. Just became available.
Well, I don't know if it's a covert agenda, but it's kind of a coincidence that if the right treatments aren't offered, then people die off earlier and they're not tapping into Social Security and Medicare so much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that is certainly true.
It's so, unintended
anyway,
consequences.
If you're out there in the audience,
who knows?
If you have a question or comment for our guest today, who's just dedicated full-time, and she's not making any money on this book. She's donating all of the proceeds to the organizations which are trying to get the word out. But if you have a question or comment this morning, 877-254-7524. And we do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hey, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Jim from Northern Colorado.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask
your question or comment.
Yeah, I did. My mother, who's deceased, had rheumatoid arthritis, and I remember years and years ago that they were giving her gold shots. Can you explain what that's for?
Yes, gold shots have been treatment since Roman times. And injections can control some of the inflammation and halt the progression. Gold reduces vascular permeability. And what that means, it doesn't allow the number of white cells to enter reduces the number of white cells. It has a lot of side effects, and it's not recommended today.
I see. Yeah, that's been a long time ago.
The majority of people have a suppressed immune system. So
I've got two people talking at once and very softly, so I can't really hear. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jim.
You mentioned that a large segment of the population have candidiasis, and I was wondering, what are the long-term effects of that if you just live with it and don't treat it?
Well, it is a fungal infection, and it's detracting the immune system's attention from other pathogens, and it's using up the energy in your body to fight that particular overgrowth. And that's not good, because your immune system really has to be robust to fight off the constant assault.
Hang on there, Jim. We'll be right back.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network. Jim, are you still there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I wanted to see if Dr. Pullman was finished with her comments on my last question.
Not really. Candidiasis in the digestive tract prompts cravings for sugar. This particular fungus loves sugar and and starch, because that starch turns to sugar when it's worked on by the bacteria in the gut. And that leads to overeating and weight gain. That's easy enough to test for. Candidiasis, easy to test for. And easy to prevent and control. Probiotics are really good. And it could lead to a leaky gut problem. Just all sorts of things. Whenever you think of fungus, you know, look what fungus does to drywall.
Maybe that's where the term a fungus among us came from, huh?
Something right. Like that. I think there's some wise guy who likes the alliteration. When the immune system is compromised,
it seems to reoccur. You know, I mean, if you don't, it's a lifestyle change in eating and everything like that. I mean, if you take antibiotics, then I think that's how you get it to begin with. I mean, I think that's if you've ever had.
Not necessarily. No? It's always kind of latent and there. But if you are taking antibiotics, your doctor should tell you to replenish the good bacteria in your gut, antibiotics, whatever's living in your gut. Probiotics are something that will replenish the good bacteria in your gut that's needed for digestion. And in my lecture audiences, I'll ask, you know, how many have been prescribed antibiotics? All the hands go up. How many doctors have told you to take probiotics about 5 hours away from the antibiotics? And only a couple of hands go up. This is very wrong. You need to keep your gut in balance. And they use that as an excuse for the problem of over-prescribed antibiotics. But if they were responsible in looking at the total system and balancing it off, we wouldn't have that problem.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Pullman.
Sure thing. Good luck, Jim.
I think what really our listeners need to understand is that the major part of our immune system is in our intestines. Why? Why? Because we need the in the intestines, if they're not functioning.
Dr. Stan, I'm sorry, but you're drifting away. I can hardly hear you.
Well, I was just pointing out that the gut, the intestines, are the major part of the immune system. In other words, basically, you need the intestines functioning right. Otherwise, all the bacteria, bad bacteria that are in your intestine, would simply overwhelm you. This is why you need to have the correct bacteria in the intestine. And as you said, you take antibiotics. Why? That it kills off the bacteria. You have to replace those with the correct bacteria, or the bad bacteria going to get the best of you.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's it. Balance is the goal. And
that's why the probiotics,
like they say, everything in moderation. Yeah, same thing with your body. Balance is very important, and especially in the gut.
My telephone number, 877-254, 7524, 877-254, 7524. The book is Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease. And so much of the arthritis is autoimmune disease, and you've got, of course, to I get rid of the autoimmune disease. So much of that is related to chronic low-grade infections. And we do have the antibiotics today that can be given that will take care of those. One reason why gold has worked through the years is because it kills the bacteria, but it also, of course, depresses the immune system. So in many ways, it does more harm than good. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Susan from Aurora. And I want to know if the person could tell us about what she suggests us to eat on a regular basis so that we either do a detox program and then get on a maintenance kind of a diet or food plan. What do you suggest?
I love your question, Susan. How do I get started? What do I do for my health? That's terrific. The idea that you're willing to take steps to take charge of your own health, I wish more people would do that instead of just asking for pain pills. One of my book's reviewers is Dr. Joseph Mercola, M-E-R-C-O-L-A. He has an interactive website where he tells people about his nutritional plan, and it does start with detox, and it does start with a very careful look at what you're doing now, maybe eating too much processed foods, too many grains. It used to be that the food pyramid had grain as our fundamental thing. That was to satisfy the wheat farmers. And the Got Milk campaign is to satisfy the dairy farmers. So everybody has a skin in the game here, and they're trying to push their products, and it's not necessarily what's good for us.
Can you suggest what good things are to eat?
Pardon me?
What are the good things to eat?
What are the good things to eat?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if we have a bad connection. I hear sometimes every second word. I'm sorry to ask you to repeat. I have a whole section here about dietary things. Dr. Mercola wrote a whole appendix about this. And if you're on the computer, Susan, if you go to Mercola.com, you'll find the whole thing about his nutritional program. I just have the highlights here in the book. But if you just take it as a basis to avoid sugar as much as possible, and that's things like fructose, the lactose in milk, there's sugar in milk. So read labels carefully. On my website, www.ra-infection-connection.com, I have a lot of articles on diet. And you just need to be an avid label reader. My husband Carl and I are following the Atkins plan. We keep our carbohydrates to a minimum. We look at for sugar content. We read labels religiously.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Coleman, are you still there?
Oh, yes, I'm here, Dr. Stan. You're very faint.
I want to thank you so much for being with us.
I'm trying to hear you. Is Susan still on the line?
No, we're out of time. Just thank you so very much for being with us. Really appreciate it. My secretary
will
call you today to get the books.
Keep up the good work. God bless you.
God bless. And the book again, Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease. It's available through Radio Liberty. I think the book's $19.95 plus shipping. It's over 500 pages. Very, very important. Our telephone number for Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've got a brand new DVD, finally got it produced. It's the talk we gave last October on population control, the covert agenda. It's important that you understand that one reason we do not have this information available is because they don't want the information out. And by they, I'm talking about the people who really run America. Control both political parties, control the media and banking corporations, control the military, control the leadership of the Democrat and Republican parties, control our educational system, largely control our religious organizations. And believe me, they have an agenda, and that does not include a happy and healthy and robust people, because they feel there are too many people in the world. People are the problem, would be better off without so many people, and they've already killed or prevented the birth of between 4 and 6 billion people. They kill millions every day, and they intend to kill billions more. And that may sound absurd. How could that be going on? And this is never talked about by the media. Well, the reason, of course, is never talked about by the media is they control the media, and they largely control what the American people think. The population control, I should say population control, the covert agenda, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have, of course, those other great new DVDs on geoengineering, on aspartame, on Agenda 21, my DVD, and my interview with Norman Dodd, entitled The Dangerous Deception. Norman Dodd headed the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate what the great tax-exempt foundations were doing with their money. I've talked about Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller. And what were they doing with their money? Financing communism and socialism throughout the world. You'll have to put up with the 45-minute dissertation that I give. What I've learned over 50 years, so you don't have to make all the same mistakes that I've made through the years, influenced by what I've read in magazines and heard on radio and television, because most of it is a lie. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision and protection. And until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of